Yeah. South Korea has no history of military domination and aggression. I think that was something to do with live firing and Christmas trees today. But as an engineer puts out, they have the fast broadbands, and that's all that matters really in some ways. Even if they weren't wearing the backpack, you know, by the shape of the calf muscles. Let's think about that one. Random tweet. This morning's Daily Telegraph cover. Everyone in Sydney is going to pay an extra $54 a month, a week, a year, who knows, for electricity, because it's going up again. But who's consuming? Why aren't they consuming? Easiest way to pay less for electricity is to stop wasting so much on Christmas lights. Malcolm Turnbull's entire article is predicated on the past and trying to replicate it rather than grasping the opportunity of the future. His piece on the NBN was so disappointing. His previous positions made a hot lot of sense. It was good to read Alan Kohler disagree with him, I suppose, in some ways. Lots of assumptions for the future, but better look to the future, right? I might stay away from that DickyLeaks thing. Paul Barry joined Crikey. Not sure if that makes a big deal or not. Let's see. Brendan O'Neill is writing for The Australian. Not sure if they commissioned him from Spike, or whether they just republished one of his contrary, let's put it that way, articles from Spike. I like Brendan O'Neill. It's only logical The Australian, however, would miss the point and publish him, was my point. Twitter turned off old Twitter. I thought there'd be a bit of a rush. And then I discovered you could actually get it back. Didn't like the way they turned it off by default on me. I've been using the web quite a bit more recently. But I'm moving back to Nambu because I hate new Twitter. Change. It's what I believe in. But I still resist it, because I'm human. Tonight we had an eclipse in Sydney, 8:04 p.m. Unfortunately, the Sydney pollution index was high today. I think the humidity was low, pressure might have been high. Either way, we didn't get to see it. It was already well above the city. Quite big. Very interesting. The kids were attracted to it, even though I think they really wanted to go home to go to bed. 1984 has been in my Twitter feed quite a bit today. I don't know whether that's lucky or serendipitous, but I've been starting to read it as well yesterday. It's amazing how many people are quoting it in relation to some of the behaviour coming out of the WikiLeaks and the poor old boat people trying to get into Australia situation. Stay away from the Liverpool tweets here. Oh no, there's more Dickie Leaks. I think I'll stay away from that as well. In the Australian Financial Review today, they talked about IT security and how senior managers are using iPads and how dangerous that is and how they need to lock down access to Gmail. How about they instead consider why are people feeling the need to send to Gmail or use Dropbox or all these other services? You've got the wrong tools, IT managers. This is a collaborative environment. Stop pretending it's still the 20th century. Nice to see that the Royal Wedding China was released. Great article on the ABC today. Not the one where they used a tabloid headline over Turnbull alleging a reckless policy led to Ken Henry's resignation. But the one about what would happen if Jesus of Nazareth descended upon Australia now. How would we view this Middle Eastern bloke? Bet you they'd hunt him down and look him up.